There is no time between thought and thing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. There is no time between thought and thing. Much as we like to think there is time between thought and thing, there isn't. We like to make time between thought and thing because we think about a thing and we wonder, is that thing going to be true? Is that thing going to be something in our life? Is that thing going to happen? We think about a party that will come. We think about something we're going to purchase. We think about somebody we're going to go and meet. Already, we are meeting them. Already, we are at the party. Already, we are doing the very thing that we think about, because our thought and the actual experience are one and the same thing. What we want to do is to clean up our act. What I want to do is to clean up my thinking system so that I do not have a lot of wasted thought in there. And that's what it is. It's wasted thought. I think, will it be? Can it be? Should it be? How can it come into being? And I think about these things, and when I think about these things, I am making new life on each item that I think about. Every time I think about something, I'm thinking about it new. And every time I think about something, it is done. It is complete, it is whole, it is fulfilled. Every time I think about anything, no matter what it is, if I think about being wealthy or being healthy or being happy or being surrounded by beautiful friends, at the moment that I think it, it is done. Now, the next step that I want to train myself in is that when I think a thought, I think it once and for all. I think it done. I think it complete. I think it fulfilled. I claim it. I name it. I claim it. I accept it. And it is mine. And I do not just keep planting new thoughts, because every time I plant a new thought, I'm putting a new concept into motion about what it is that I would like to experience. I put a new concept in motion as to what I would like to know more about, how I would like to understand my life, and how I would like to be in my life. And as I do this, I am starting all over again. I tell people as they do the 3-hour meditation. The 3-hour meditation is a very wonderful treatment. You go into the 3-hour meditation, and as you're in the 3-hour meditation, you have the procedures that you follow, and it lasts for 3 hours. And at the end of this 3-hour meditation, you have a good feeling inside of yourself. However, the tendency is to fall asleep while you're doing the 3-hour meditation. You have a tendency to fall asleep, and as you fall asleep, I say to you, there's only one conclusion. You have finished your 3-hour meditation. You may have done only 10 minutes of it or whatever, but you have finished it because you fell asleep and now you're not thinking about your 3-hour meditation. You're off in another la-la land of having great enjoyment in sleep, rest, imagination, and all the things that sleep brings. And I say to everyone who does the 3-hour meditation, and there are thousands of people around the world who do the 3-hour meditation, I say to you, if you can do the 3-hour meditation for just a period of 6 months, only 6 months, every morning from 3 to 6 in the morning, the 3-hour meditation, every morning as we outline it here at the University of Healing, if you do it, and you do not fall asleep during that 6-month period of your 3-hour meditation, you will have your illumination. You will have the fulfillment of any desire of your heart, any fulfillment, because you have trained yourself in being dedicated to follow the 3-hour meditation, to do it, to No, it doesn't take belief on your part. It doesn't take knowingness on your part. It just takes following it. If you will drive your car correctly, you will be called a good driver. You will be called even a chauffeur. If you will speak your word every day, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Whether you're whole and perfect or not, whether you are experiencing this outwardly in your body or not, you will have that wholeness and perfection because that's all you have in your heart, your mind, your being. Now, the moment of awareness, the moment of acquisition of this reality in your life comes sooner or later for all people. How well you have trained yourself in the art and science of being yourself and loving yourself and fulfilling yourself, how well you have trained yourself means how quickly you will demonstrate the thought as a thing. Our biggest problem with our thought as a thing is we continually change the thought. Hence, we continually change our attitude about the thing. And as we continually change the thought, as we fall asleep while we are thinking our thought, as we are changing our attitude, thinking on a different thing, naturally, we are thinking and experiencing something different. Now, the training of ourself should have been done in our youth. It should have been done as we were little children, when we're told that we must always tell the truth, we must always be honest, we must always be forthright, we must always do what we have said we will do, our word is our bond, we must follow whatever desire our heart tells us to do, we must be consistent, we must be realistic, we must be dependable. Oh my goodness, all the things that parents would teach children, all the things that children would learn about what is a beneficial way to live your life. Those wonderful things, oh, those simple, wonderful things. Were they taught? No, they weren't. What do you remember about your childhood? Do you remember about your childhood that you had unhappy parents or that you had happy parents? Do you remember about your childhood that you had unconditional things going on in your world that were driving you away from who you really are, that wonderful person you are? Or did you have conditions going on in your world continuously that were making you feel so wonderful and so fantastic? Now, whether you did or whether you did not is not the question. Whether you think you did, that's the question. Thoughts are things. Now, a little help here. You can sit down and you can write down all of the things that your ideal parent would have done for you. Write down all of the things that your ideal mother, your ideal father would have done for you. Not what your father and mother did do, but what the ideal mother and father would do with their child. How would an ideal mother and father train their child in being a nice child, in being getting along with other children, in living a happy, harmonious life, in living in a healthy body, in living in a healthy mind, and living in a healthy community? Oh, yes, and living in a wealthy community. All these lovely thoughts. And you say, boy, 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 Pollyanna, Pollyanna, Pollyanna. Well, no, not really. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. Whether you like it or not, 2 times 2 is 4. Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, this is the principle, this is the principle. And then soon as I learn the principle, as soon as I learn and follow the principle, then I will have the benefits of the principle. But if I do not learn the principle, if I do not follow the principle, I will not have the benefits of the principle. And I will be a very, very unhappy young person, or person wherever I am. It's never too late to start training oneself in following principle. Why do we say there's no time between thought and thing? Because in truth there isn't. When we have learned and trained ourselves to be consistent in the use of principle, when we have trained ourselves to be consistent in the use of all that is good and beautiful and right and wonderful in our life, when we have trained ourselves, then we begin having the results. Now, you have little results here and there. You have some activity taking place in your life that's not bad. But when you begin writing about what the ideal mother and the ideal father did and do, you'll find that these are your ideal mother and father. Now, your ideal mother and father may have had some problems, but are you part of that problem? Or did they love you? Did they really love you? Did they want the best for you? Did they want you to be the finest person? Did they want you to be just like them, or did you want they want you to be better than them? Think about that. Our parents gave us tremendous gifts, gave us tremendous blessings, and all we seem to want to remember are the hardships or the unhappinesses. All we want to remember is that our parents were alcoholic, or that our parents had mental problems, or that they had social problems, or they had physical problems, or they had whatever. And we forget that they gave us their unconditional love. They were there for us. They wanted to give us everything that they could, but they had many problems that they had not learned to solve in their childhood. They had not learned to solve in their growing up period of life. Now, you and I may not have learned to solve these things in our growing up period of life either. We may have some pretty heavy duty things that we lay upon our shoulders and that burden us and that guide us and direct us and make us feel that that's, oh, nothing good ever happens to me and I'm always sick and what. And you see, when we were children, we should have learned, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm wonderful. And you see, when as children we learn those things, as adults, we live those things. And when children, as we learn those things, as children, we live those things too. Now, again, it's never too late. Again, we can do the 3-hour meditation and work on it. But if we fall asleep in the 3-hour meditation, then we start right over again. The 3-hour meditation begins again from scratch, right from the beginning. Now you say, well, that's not fair. I worked for 3 months, or I worked for 2 months, or I worked almost 6 months, just a day or two short, and I fell asleep. That's right. Then you start at the beginning. Because if you have not learned the principle so completely and so fantastically and so fully and so wonderfully, then you must learn that. Because once you learn it, then you will experience what it means to say, whatever thought I think, this is how it is. Whatever thought I think, this is how it is. Now, we live an interesting life, don't we? We live a wonderful thing. There's no time between thought and think. There's no time between thought and thing. And we want to recognize that. We want to realize that. We want to understand that. We want to experience that. There is no time between thought and thing. And there will be, indeed, no time between thought and thing when we have trained ourselves to think our thought and then live it right now. To live as though it were so. To live as though it were the reality. And it is the reality. To live as though, oh, again you'll say, Pollyanna, again you'll say, oh, what a dreamer, what a dreamer. Why, wishful thinking. Well, yes, it is a dreamer. Yes, it is wishful thinking. But no, it is not a time between the thought and the thing. It is only the thought and then instantly the thing. And the thing takes place because you are consistent. You don't fall asleep as you're doing that thought. You don't say poo-poo. You don't say it can't be so. You don't say it's not real. You don't say it's a dream. You don't say it never will be. You don't say that. What you say is, it is done. It is done. Oh, these phrases that I'm giving you now are ones we've heard many times in our life. These are phrases that we have used many times in our life. But we've got everything going for us. We have thought and we have the thing. It's going right now. It is ours right now. It is who we are right now. It's not something that's going to take place, that's going to happen, that's going to be someday in our world, but it's right now. And I want to train myself right now to accept that. You get in your car, and you have been taught how to drive the car. And so as you get in the car, you say, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. You say that. You repeat that, because that's the idea you want in your mind as you're driving your car. You want your car to be surrounded by your pure white light of love, and you want that car to have all its ways be peace and all its paths be pleasantness, and you want it now. You want it now. You don't want any near misses. You don't want any near accidents. You don't want any near anything. You want to drive like a beautiful chauffeur driving a car down the road harmoniously, joyously, following all the rules and all the traffic programs and being like an island of peace floating down the highway, an island of love floating down the highway, an island of all that is good and beautiful floating down the highway. And you are in absolute control. You are both the thought and the thing, and you live it. Now that's something you can visualize, that's something you can see in your mind and your heart, the perfect driver, the perfect car, the perfect highway, the perfect journey. Yes, 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 they're perfect. You know, can you say that? Well, what about the potholes in the road? Well, if you want potholes and you have them in your thinking, you'll have them in your experience. Ho, 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 ho. You didn't think that would happen, did you? But thoughts are things. And every thought you think, every thought I think, there's no time between the thought and the thing, and I experience it and I know it. Now, can I say the same thing for my health? Can I say the same thing for my relationships? Can I say the same thing for my pocketbook? Can I say the same thing for all areas of my life? The thought and the thing are simultaneous. The thought and the thing happen at the same moment. And I want to train myself to know this is true. Because if I don't train myself to know this is true, then I'm not in charge of my mind. I'm not in charge of my thought. I'm not in charge of my world. If I can not train myself, as in the 3-hour meditation, to, for 6 months, just say the words, just say the rote information, and not fall asleep, then I truly will have mastered my body, my mind, my soul, my experience, my everything. And it's not a matter of anything magic. It's just a matter of training. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's just a matter of training. What do we really think in our heart? What do we really think in our mind? What do we really think in our world? What are our values? What is it that makes the world go round? What is it? Now, you'll find, and I'm going to repeat this many, many times, you'll find that when you take some pad of paper and write down the ideal parents, you'll find that your own parents fit that picture very well of the ideal parents, even if they had a little problem here and there. When a child's growing up and a child acts naughty sometimes, that's a little problem. Are you going to hold that child to being naughty, or are you going to hold the child to be good? What are you going to expect from the child, that he's going to be naughty or that he's going to be good? What are you going to expect of yourself, that you're going to live in poverty or you're going to live in abundance? Are you going to live in an unhealthy body or a healthy body? What is it that you're going to expect for yourself? What is it you're going to expect for your world? What am I expecting from my world? No time between thought and thing. And you see, as I train myself in this receptivity, as I train myself in this realization that there is no time between thought and thing, then I will have no time between thought and thing. The moment I think a thought, it's done. The moment I think an idea, it is done. Now, is this my choice? I would like to think that it is definitely my choice. I would like to think it is definitely what I choose to be and do and am. And as I choose to be, do, and experience these things, I experience them. People who are a success in life are people who have trained themselves to live in the now. They don't live in a tomorrow or a yesterday. They don't live in the past. They don't live in the future. They just live in the now. And in the now, they delight in all of the beautiful things that happen to them. Now, many of them don't know this. Many people who are living in the now, I would say probably most of them, have no idea that they're living in the now. Now, why do I say they have no idea that they're living in the now? Because if they thought they were living in the now, they would think of a yesterday and a tomorrow that are outside of the now. And then they would say, I'm living in the now. But then their thoughts are on a yesterday, what it was like yesterday, or what it's like tomorrow, or what it's like at another time than now. And so, as we want no thought, no time between thought and thing, as we want no time between our expectation and our realization, no time, it's now, now. We train ourselves, all time is now. And truly, all time is now. For whatever moment we live in, whatever moment we think in, whatever moment we have, it is a now moment. It is a wonderful moment. It is a powerful moment. It's a joyful moment. It's a moment that makes life so worthwhile. No time between thought and thing. I live in the now. I train myself beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically to be now. I live so that all things that I do are right now. Wonderful, complete, whole, and perfect. There is no other time. There is no other life. There is no other way of looking at anything other than living in the now. So this day, I proclaim to myself, I live in the now. Thought and thing are simultaneous. Whatever I believe for myself, I conceive for myself, I have for myself. And I accept it now. And I know it is now. And I know it is done now. And I know that there is no other time than now. There's no time between thought and thing. I love it. I am it. I experience it. And I delight in it. And I know you do too. Because I surround my world with people who recognize there's no time between thought and thing. I love you. I love you. I love you.